Hello.
Hey, Doug, it's John.
Hey, John.
Hi. I was just following up with you. I know you said you had to call your other half.
Yeah. So I talked with her, and it's something that we think we're going to be able to do. What did you say the final pricing was to get started today?
So if I waive the setup fee, it's just $299 out the door.
Okay. And that's as low as you can get everything set up for today, correct?
Yeah, I'm building you a custom website design, and I'm including Facebook ads in your package, so that's definitely the lowest I could get it.
Okay. I had figured as much, but I was just double-checking, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it doesn't hurt to ask.
No, so she's getting all that, the funding stuff set up and money transferred around to where it needs to be.
Okay.
She's on the road right now. But, yeah, okay. We're interested. We're going to get it going. She said that she had about 5 more miles to a rest area when I talked to her. When she got there, she was going to get on the phone and start getting money transferred.
Okay. All right. So what do you need from me? You want me to just start creating the profile here so we could kind of put you guys in the spot to be able to solicit it and close it out?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me just verify some basic information with you. We did previously have you in Traverse City. My rep, Tara, told me that you have an address in Lake City where we could send your PIN verification. Okay. What's the street address for Lake City? That's going to be your center location.
Yeah, 36 North Park Street.
36 North Park Street. Okay. And you could receive mail there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my physical address.
Okay. 49651?
Yes, sir.
Okay, do you want me to hide the street address from the general public?
Preferably, yes.
Yeah, because nobody's coming to you ever, right? You're always going to the...
No, yeah, custom. Yeah, we always go to them.
Okay. And I'm assuming your last name's Elliot, like the business name?
Yes, sir. I've got to direct a little traffic while I'm talking to you here, so...
No problem.
Just bear with me.
Yeah, no worries.
Get the other two guys, and you get this all shoveled down and in, and then I want you to start hauling some of that good sand up in this area. Get me a nice layer of that, and then start piling up so that way we have good fill dirt for in here. I'm going to go head over there, start backfilling that up and topsoiling the top, the rest of it, and then we're going to have to work on getting this tank out. No, that stuff can stay up. Just this stuff with this in it. Yeah, that stuff can go right into the ditch. All right, I'm with you still, John.
Okay. So on the first page of the Google search results, you could only have one phone number listed as the primary line of contact for Elliott Building and Excavation. Did you want to use this number we're on now?
Yeah, this phone number. I'm hesitant to, but I don't have a second phone number to put to the company quite yet. So this will be the one until we have to change it.
Okay. I can have them offer you a Google Voice number during the client interview. They just charge extra.
No, I'm going to be honest. Every time I hear that Google Bing when I get a phone call, I immediately hang up. Yeah, I immediately hang up. So I don't want someone to hear that and think, ah, damn it, another telemarketer. And, you know,
I just thought it would be a good alternative rather than paying for, you know, a whole nother phone line, you know. But,
no, I'm ready to get set up. I've got 4 phone lines as it is. I'm ready to get it set up on a business plan anyway. So.
All right. Sounds good. Well, if you ever want to swap out the number, just let me know. I'm going to shoot you a text right now with my direct number and extension. I'll be kind of walking you through it. Obviously, we have more than one person working on your account here. It's a pretty large company. Each person has their own delegated responsibility on what they're going to be doing for Elliott Building and Excavations. But if you want something done quickly, I'm the top guy here, so you just let me know, and I'll get it taken care of for you.
That works.
All right. And then what's the business email address where I can send you the receipt so that way you could write it off, and then I'll send you an outline of the agreement in writing, too, because of all the discounts I applied.
Okay. The email address would be E as in Elliott, B as in Building, E as in Elliott, Trade, T-R-A-D-E-S.
Okay.
At Gmail.
Not simple. Okay. Right, let me just make sure this comes back valid. Okay, EVE Trades at Gmail. Perfect. All right, and then how do you want the hours of operation for your business listed?
Between 8 and 6 is when I will be accepting phone calls.
Okay, is that Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends too?
We work Saturdays as well.
Okay, so Monday through Saturday. Sunday closed?
Yes.
Okay. All right, submit.
I mean, phone, I guess. They can call me on a Sunday, and that's not a big deal. I can stream calls if I need to.
Okay, I could set it up as Sunday by appointment only. That way they could call you, but
there,
it's not your regular hours.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah, that works.
Gotcha. Boom. All right. And then I do need you to send over your logo for your website. And then I also will need some before and after shots, as many as you could send over. I'm going to shoot you an email address. It's pretty easy. It's just photos@localsplash.com. I just texted it to you there. Okay, if you could send those in there. We need it to go to that email rather than you text them over to me, so that way I can make sure that the quality comes through. I don't want them to get all pixelated. Okay?
Right.
All right. Update. All right, perfect. So I have the business profile set up. There's going to be a client interview. So the client interview, as I was mentioning earlier, this is where we do a lot of the heavy lifting as far as customizing your profile. They'll go over all the services you offer. They'll go over the service area in case there's like areas that you don't want to go to or an area you want to put a point of emphasis on. And then, of course, we'll pick your brain on how we want the website to look. So they usually take about 30 to 40 minutes to complete it, but we ask for an hour window in case the call goes over or you have extra questions. I have some slots available this afternoon if you want to try to knock it out before this 3-day weekend. I have I have a 4 to 5 available, and I have a 6 to 7.
Let's do the 6 to 7.
Okay.
Because I am swamped for the rest of my day today.
Oh, you know what? I lied to you. I have a 5 to 6.
We can try if I can't get through, or if they can't get through to me, can we just simply reschedule for Tuesday if that be the case?
Yeah, let's do it that way. Have it be like worst case scenario. What I'll do is I'll send you a text message 1 hour before just to kind of see how things are going. I'll just double check with you. And then if you can't make it, just try to let me know a little bit prior to that time, and then I'll get it rescheduled.
That works.
Okay, but I want to try to get it knocked out before the weekend because I can have a graphic designer working on your website over the weekend, whereas, rather than wait all the way till Tuesday to get started on it, by Tuesday I could already have it pretty much up and running if we could get it knocked out today.
Okay.
Okay. At least a rough draft of it, and then any revisions you want to make, we can get those knocked out starting on Tuesday. Okay, and then just to brief you on it, okay, so once I process your payment, you're going to get an outline of the agreement in writing. You're going to have to sign off on that before the client interview this afternoon, okay? And then I'm also going to send you over another document. It's for your Google verification. You only have to verify your business with Google one time, so they'll ask for any important documents. They kind of walk you through it. You want to fill it out as best as you can. If you're missing some of the things, it's okay. Obviously, you know, you want to make sure you have the proper licensing and insurance, right?
Right.
Okay. I just wanted to double check, make sure you had that, or I have.
Yeah,
to
I'm. Well, I'm already going through. I'm going through the builder's license for some of the things that we have to do.
Okay.
But like obviously with roofing, as an example, state of Michigan, it doesn't require a builder's license to do any roofing reshingling unless you have to replace more than 25% of the OSB for the deck board.
That's
just being one example. So I don't need a builder's license for those types of things.
Okay.
For some of the pole barns and things like that, I need a builder's license. I've already started the process. The state is, I've already taken the classes, done the practice test and all that. I'm waiting on the state to give confirmation, the actual physical test.
Okay. No worries. I mean, the thing for me is like legally, I won't get any kind of trouble for listing you for the stuff. It's just more so I want to make sure you're not getting in any legal trouble taking it on.
Right. Right. No, absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like we could post
absolutely.
It, but you know, I just don't want it to, it's not going to help either of us if I end up losing you 2 months from now because of a technicality. You know what I mean? That could have been prevented.
Right.
So It's always nice too. Sometimes I have guys where it's like, okay, I'm working on it. Okay, we'll list you this way until everything's finalized, and then once it's finalized, we'll start promoting the other bigger stuff. So that's always a route to go too.
Mm-hmm. I do have a question about that, just for moving forward. Mm-hmm. So if we were to, how often do you have these spots come available through Google?
Let me see the last time we had one.
Realistically.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on the area and industry. You know, I have some of them, like usually roofing contractors, they stay pretty booked up because you guys see such good return on investment from it. They're very reluctant to cancel or leave their position. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, so for your industry, you know, sometimes it's 9 months, sometimes it's a year. You know, it takes a while for them to open up. But we have other smaller companies where they open up, like it feels like almost every month we're having to get a different one. Like, Google's basically telling us to not even sign up like those mom and pop cleaning companies and things like that, where they do like home cleaning and stuff. Pretty much once the pandemic started, that just kind of died off of people going to your house and cleaning up and stuff. So it just turned into a madman. But I've been here for 10 years. So, you know, I've seen some positions, they don't open for years. I have guys that I've worked with for 8 years consecutively. And then I have other ones where it's like, man, I thought I just filled this like a month ago, but the guy got a bunch of bad reviews, you know, and Google's telling us to not renew him for the following month. So, you know, then I got it. So it really just depends. There's a lot of things that could happen. If they discontinue it or if they relocate to another area, you know, get a different phone number without letting us know. Now we can't get a hold of them. We don't just keep promoting them. You know, we'll actually just remove them, move on, work with somebody that we're able to communicate with and is being proactive with it. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. The reason I asked, I was going to say, because I mean, if we wanted to, we could wait till that builder's license comes through, because it should be. I've been waiting 9 weeks for them to give me my confirmation so far, just that I took the classes so I could go take the test. So I hate to say, it's supposed to be a 4 to 6 week waiting period.
Yeah, but it's better to have spot for your industry in this service area. It's better to have the spot prior than to wait, because then you get it and then you're waiting 6 months, and then by the time it opens up, it's not even the peak time of the year anymore.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's better to have it than to not have it.
have it and not need it.
Exactly. Yeah. I always tell people that it's better to have too much work than not enough work. You know, if they're calling you and you got to turn them down, it's better than wondering when the next one's going to come through.
Right.
Yeah. So you could always schedule them out if you have to anyway, too. The kind of work you do, it usually takes a while. People are willing to wait.
Right.
Okay. So we're all set up with the client interview. I sent you a calendar invitation to your email there, and then I got your profile set up. So the last thing we got to do is secure that first month's payment, and then we'll be good to go until the client interview at 5:00.
All right. Give me 1 second here. She just sent me the stuff.
Okay. And is this like a personal account or is it a business account?
Well, I've got two card numbers here right now. And
okay.
It's going to depend on where the money's at.
Okay. Well,
the one's a personal credit card. The other one is a business account.
Okay. Usually guys put it on their business account, because then when we send the invoice over, that's usually the account you give to your CPA and everything kind of matches up, and then you just write it off.
Right.
But it's up to you, obviously. And if you want to switch it later on, you have my number. You could always call in and we could swap it. So it's really just based on your preference at this point.
Right. No, I get that.
Okay.
Well, let's try this first number she sent me and see. We'll find out where she transferred money to.
She doesn't know which one she sent it to. One of these ones works.
One of them is going to work.
You know what's funny is I used to always leave my card at home with my wife and my boys, and then I downloaded that Venmo. So I just started sending them over to her. Like, I don't know why I'm giving you my card. I'll just transfer your money. It's better that way, because then they're on a budget. I don't show up at home with random boxes on the door, like, what did you buy now?
Yeah, I get it.
All right, I'm ready for you.
All right, let's go 4672.
4672.
8600.
8600.
0068.
0068.
5236.
5236, you said?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then the expiration date, month and year?
12/25.
Okay, and then there's a three-digit code on the back of it.
Yep, 896.
896, okay. And then usually I have to do voice verification before I attempt to process, but if it's okay with you, I'll try to process it first and make sure we got the right card, and then we'll do
let's do that.
Okay, give me 1 second here. Update. Okay, so, and then I got to adjust your billing. Hold on. So this is going to be $299. I put you on the platinum package. I included the custom website designed for you. And then I'm going to waive this setup fee.
The girlfriend's calling me right now. Give me 1 second to answer this. Don't hang up.
No, no problem.
All right. Hello.
All right, I'm still with you.
Okay.
Okay, so the first one declined, so it's not this one.
No, and it's not going to be the second one either, is what she just informed me.
Oh, what happened?
Yeah, she sent money over to the wrong account, and in doing so, she had a payment pending.
Ah.
Yeah. So I am going to have to reassess my financials here without my company card.
Gotcha.
I don't know how I'm going to be able to get this accomplished while I'm on the phone with you right now.
Right.
I need to start carrying my card like you are, with your wife, and just sending her the money via Cash App.
Yeah, Cash App, Venmo, Zelle, they got all those digital currencies now, which I don't know if that's actually even a good thing, all the digital currencies.
I'm not sure either.
Yeah.
It's a catch-22, but the problem, either way, the problem we're running into now, she's traveling over to Iowa to pick her sister up.
Oh,
she doesn't have the company card, so she's trying to transfer company cards sitting on the table at the house.
Oh, that's what happened.
Which is a great place for it.
Yeah, when she can't use it.
Yeah, that's right. And that's one way to look at it.
Okay.
But, unfortunately, I'm over an hour away from the house right now, and I can't take time away to go get to the house.
Gotcha.
I guess, realistically, the best thing I could say that we do here is I'm going to have to decline for the time being, but please keep me at the top of your priority list.
Okay.
And I absolutely am interested, and I just don't have a way that I can get you any money here with not before I make it to the house tonight.
Tonight? Okay.
Yeah, I don't have any way that I can get. I've got cash on me, but that doesn't do either one of us any good in this situation.
Mm-mm. Yeah, no, can't take cash. They have everything documented. All calls are recorded, too. So,
Right.
Let me think. I'm trying to think what I could do. Maybe I can request, like, a friends and family. Let me see. Hold on. Let me see if I can do this. You can give me 1 second. I'll try to make it work for you, if you could bear with me for a moment. Okay.
I think my inspector just showed up as well.
I'll let you knock that out. What I'm going to do, Doug, is I'm going to request like a hold. I have a client interview scheduled between 5 and 6. I'm going to try to call you. You think you'd be able to make it home by 5 o'clock? Or have a different payment method? Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to do my best too. I know she's not going to be able to because she's on her way to Iowa.
Yeah, and that was our last client interview slot that we had available for today too. So like I said, I want to try to get the site knocked out and up and running by Tuesday rather than do the client interview on Tuesday. But what I'll do is I'll call you at 5, like right before that client interview, and see if we could square away the payment on it, and then I'll get you right into that client interview technician because he's already been working on pulling the numbers recommended keywords.
Yep, that works by me.
Okay. All right. I'll try you back at 5 o'clock. If anything changes prior to then, please give me a call. You have my number. So I'm going up to bat for you here just to keep it on hold so we don't miss the opportunity.
I do appreciate it.
Yeah.
I wish you could.
I like you though. I've worked with a lot of people and, you know, the important thing for me in this industry is making sure I can communicate with the people and I get along with them. I feel like we'll be fine on that regard. So I'll put it on a hold and then I'll circle back with you. Okay. I'll let you get
your
answer.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, Doug. I'll talk to you soon.
I appreciate it.
No problem. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.